Hi, good afternoon.
Cynthia Cerna is going door to door.
Our city council is proposing a new ordinance.
She and her group, a new organization called the Bexar County Conservative Coalition, need 6,000 signatures on a petition to recall Councilman Diego Bernal. They say when he proposed an update to the city's non-discrimination ordinance that he violated his oath of office by not preserving, protecting, and defending the Constitution. Cerna says that's because the ordinance would infringe on the freedom of religion.
If I want to run for city council, then I want to have the freedom to have my beliefs respected.
Supporters of the ordinance say that's not true. It would only add protections for gender identity, sexual orientation, and veterans where city business is concerned. Several of the folks that the petition group approached on the block walk are willing to sign. Some say they're alarmed when told by the petitioners that if the ordinance is passed, that men who are transgender to women will be allowed to use women's restrooms.
Yeah, well, look, if my wife is in the restroom and somebody goes in, there's going to be action, man. You know, that's no good.
I have a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old daughter.
I mean, it'll probably never pass, but I mean, just the thought of them bringing that crap up, you know?
Bernal says he respects the democratic process, even if it's used against him, but not when zealots are spreading lies to get signatures.
If the fact that I want to extend protections to gays and lesbians is why they want me out of office, it says a lot more about them than it ever would about me.
The final draft of the ordinance will be released Wednesday during the council's B session. Bernal released a fact sheet to spell out what the ordinance does and doesn't do. The restroom canard is something he says does not apply to the ordinance. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.